here, tell us, how does this image capture your experience of the piazza?
This is just my what I do when I get there, buy food, quick food, and leave. That's really it. And I think I don't really like the food. This is at Coffee Buzz. The sandwiches are horrible. The cake is... so I don't like the food there. So I know if I need something very quick, I don't really care about what it tastes like or what happens. I just need food. So, and also because how I get to this place is... So through the gates, and then this is the first place I meet when I'm on campus. So that's why it's very quick for me to get through here and then disperse into where I need to be. So.
If this food is so bad, does it mean that the food on the other side is worse? This coffee bus. So then you've also got the cafeteria section on the other side. Is there nothing better than this?
I don't know, not that I don't eat there, but I can't go there because the only place, I'm thinking of that pasta place, no, I don't like that. Then there's Pie City, I hate pie. Then there's Big Al's, no, the people are too slow. Then there's Chips Ahoy, whatever it's called. It's called the chip place. So, no, because I don't know. And then there's the donut place, and it's always just a long line. And I go, I don't know. So, this, it's just rather quick. I don't know if people also don't like the food here. That's why they never buy the food here anyway, because I can get there and straight to the counter and get what I want in these. So, yeah, I don't know, I don't really eat food. I prefer to buy sandwiches at the student center. I prefer to buy sandwiches at the law cafeteria. Yeah. And also because nobody knows that space, so I feel, it's my secret place, and I can, even though it's very far from where I need to be, and it takes a while for me to get there, but I'd rather go there if, yeah.
What does this picture not tell us about your experience of the piazza?
What does it not say? Well, I can think of what it says. It says I like food and I like variety.
I was there with you. It didn't show how busy it was.
It didn't show how busy it was. And I think also I just took this picture. I didn't even have time to see if it was an okay picture, a good picture, because it was so packed. So I could only do this and get out. So it doesn't show how packed it is. It doesn't show how open the outside is.
How did it make you feel to be in such a packed place?
I felt very rushed and very, well, I wouldn't say panicky, but I just felt it was very rushed, and I felt nervous a little bit because people are wanting to buy food and I'm just here with the phone and taking pictures. So people are looking at me like, what are you doing? So it made me feel uncomfortable to be there taking pictures like that.
Also, just to comment on the food thing, there used to be a Fago there on the corner, and that used to be like that was I would then go to the children's center for there because they had good
coffee.
They had like food that you could take away immediately, but it was like nice muffins or like a nice piece of cake. So I feel like also now that they're taking that away, a lot of people just avoid the whole area there and would rather go get the same quality of food as Tribeca or Loa or Atlas.
And Kia, tell us, do you spend any time in the outside area of the piazza?
Not anymore. Also, I used to, first year, second year, when I had much more time. But because I'm often on campus so late, so only now do I have classes in the afternoon, but usually my classes are at night or in the evenings. So I can't sit on the grass because then I'd look like a loner and a weirdo. So,
so once again, you're aware of what everybody's thinking of you. You're aware of being looked at, in this space.
Well, it's that I don't mind necessarily being looked at because I feel like everywhere you go, you'll be looked at. What I don't like about the people or being looked at in that space is that they want to approach you and talk to you and make friends with you. And I'm just like, no, that's not why I'm here. I don't want to be your friend. Leave me alone.
I want to be your friend. I was just thinking, do you feel exposed when you're in the piazza? Because you say, when you sit there, you feel as if you're on display, you're being watched. And there are other places where one could sit and perhaps be more hidden from sight.
So that's why I say I don't mind being seen or exposed because I'm just like, this is what I need to do, so I do what I have to do and then I'll be done with it. So I'm not going to go and just chill on the grass alone because that would just be weird. I don't like being alone, well, without my friends in such spaces. But because I know I do sit alone on campus. I go to Bonfest and I sit alone and I work. And that's even more weird and bizarre because people are like, why are you here working? This is Bonfest. This is where people socialize and drink and make a lot of noise. So I'm always aware that people are watching and they can see. So I am on display and exposed, but it doesn't bother me because I just feel like this is what I came to do and nothing else in that space matters.
But for some reason it matters at the piazza.
I guess, because the piazza also, maybe because of my, I don't know if it's a background, but like of my initial response or the initial earthquake of the piazza. In first year and in second year, you always wanted people around you. Well, I did. When I first came to Varsity, I needed friends. Well, not needed them, but I wanted friends and to be part of a group and to belong in the space as well. So I guess I would also, in first year, I would avoid going to the student center or the PF and just sitting around there alone because then that would invite people to come and talk to you and make other friends. And I'm just like, this is not my crowd because already the people that I associate with going to the piazza or just hanging around the piazza are people who never go to class, who are always just, I'm not generalizing, they don't go to class. Well, when I was in that space. So they weren't going to class, they were smoking happily, they were making a noise, they were just being there, and I didn't feel like these are the people that I wanted to be with. So that's why I just started to avoid that space from there on, because I thought that I'm not trying to attract these people, so let me not be in their space either.
Would anybody like to add to the conversation?
No. I have a comment. I bumped into my friends in Piazza, and I asked if I can take pictures of them, because I can get them to sign consent forms. So I asked them to sit on the grass and look like they were socializing, and they felt uncomfortable. And then when I said, do you mind sitting on the circle, they didn't want to. Everyone was looking, and there was five of them, so they were in a group. And then I said, do you want to sit on the benches as well, so I can take pictures of your hands? And they were like, no, it's dirty, people are thinking it's strange, everyone's watching. So I think people do feel very watched at the piazza.
In my view, it was a sense of not feeling as if people were trying hard to pretend that they're not watching.
Yes.
And then it's like trying to look like you spend no time spending an hour fixing your hair so that it looks like you didn't spend time fixing your hair. And it's really that sense, because it's very a nonchalant almost an abstract kind of watching. So I thought it was very interesting to see that people were pretending not to watch.
I'm looking at you, but I'm not looking at you.
Yes, I'm so not looking at you.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Thanks, God.